Morning. You are listening to Suff World Radio on Hallows Eve Eve. It's 10:35. Richard's here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're having a pretty good one so far.
Yeah. Yeah. Aren't we just?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit of dead air there. That's okay. So it all comes with the territory.
It was on purpose. It was to build suspense.
Yeah.
I never
foreboding
make mistakes.
For a
exactly.
Spooky Halloween show.
Yeah, like the scariest
track,
movies.
That track wasn't very spooky.
Well, it was kind of spooky.
Yeah. That was called A4, A1. That's by an artist called Saliva with two S's at the start.
Canadian.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nah, he's from Europe.
I just made that up.
Yeah. Actually, though, I'm going to be playing a lot of Canadian
Yeah, that's
music.
Why I said Canadian, because you're like, I'm only playing Canadian music.
Well,
so it's like, oh, okay.
A 90% quota of Canadian. 90%, okay. 80% Vancouver.
Oh.
Yeah. We've got a deep dish Chicago pizza.
Going in here.
As well, so that should be here soon. But for now, I've got one more track. It's actually hot off the internet.
Whoa.
By the way, yeah. So you can
leave
check
it to
out,
Richard.
Leave it to me. This is an artist called Monopoly Child Star Searches. This one I just found on the web. He's got a new album coming out on Underwater People. It's called The Garnet Toucan. And it's a track called Avery's Black Satin Stargate.
All right. You gonna play it?
Playing now.
You're playing now?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's Vancouver artist Thin Gaze.
Who played at your home?
He played in my home once, yeah. Very kind of quietly to avoid the neighbours complaining too much. That's a track called Black Collar. He's got a tape out on Student Loan Records, which I'm pretty sure there's still copies available of that. But yeah, we'll put all the links to these up on the supworldtumblr.com as well. So supworld.com.
Supworld, yeah, we have a domain name.
Yeah, nice so. One. I'll probably put it up on my blog as well, Rose Quartz.
Probably.
We only have a blog spot not. Though, so sorry.
Yeah, but we also have like a million listeners.
Yeah,
and viewers.
Exactly.
And
viewers, literally. Yeah. A million viewers, yeah. And before that, yeah, before that track was Monopoly Child Star Searches. It's a new one from them. But yeah, if you do want to check out the playlist, rosequartz.blogspot.com as well. We'll be on there. Yeah. I'm going to continue with the Halloween thing, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, right. This is a Halloween show.
Yeah, this is spooky. Yeah.
Spooky.
Well,
Richard's just spooky, and then mine are, I don't know.
Just regular. Yeah.
No,
well,
they're not
I think
regular.
Those are the two spooky ones that I have. So,
They're songs with Halloween words in them.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll.
Okay.
Well, let's get into those soon. I want to play one more Vancouver artist as well. Cause,
just come in and take over.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's fine.
It's a special day. It's
what Vancouver?
It's my 4-month Vancouuriversary.
Oh yeah, it
so,
is.
Yeah. So every time I come on here, I've been here another month. So yeah, thank you. Yeah. And yeah, I have been finding out there's a lot of good musicians here. So,
hey, as it turns out, a lot of people are good at making music.
That's true. Yeah. West Coast. But yeah, there's a track from Bobby Drano that I'm going to play now.
Hey, we know him.
Yeah, you know him. He's in a band called Weed as well.
Yep. Went to Save On Meets with him recently.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yep.
And I blogged about him as well on Ad Hoc.
He is everywhere.
He's all over the place.
On Ad Hoc.
People seem to be going wild for him on the internet now.
Ooh.
Yeah, and for this track, actually. It's about a beach. Yeah, Bobby Drano, a track called Sean's Beach. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
Thank you. humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Boo. We're back.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, so before the break we heard a track from Bobby Drano. It's called Sean's Beach.
Who's Sean?
Sean Orr.
I'm familiar with him.
He's an artist and he makes beats too.
Beats?
Hmm.
Cool.
He makes them under the name Tassels, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Now, you gonna play some songs as well? Or?
Okay.
Cool.
I play some songs.
I've got a few more songs as well from the internet.
Mine are from the internet, but like not.
Yours are like, yeah, like IRL from the internet.
Mine are exactly. Because the internet actually failed me when I tried to play them earlier.
Yeah.
So.
Ironically, well, not ironically.
Yeah, wrong use of irony.
Sorry.
The first one I'm going to play is by the lovely Daniel Johnston.
Oh.
It's called Devil Town. So, talks about devils, vampires, etc. That's Halloween, if I ever heard it. And then I'm probably going to play a track by Japan Droids that's a cover. And it's called For the Love of Ivy. Ooh. And it talks about, like, hell and stuff. Really satanic little set that I'm about to play. Yeah, so.
Cool.
Cool. Satan. This is Daniel Johnston.
I was living in a devil town. Didn't know it was a devil town. Oh Lord, it really brings me down about the devil town. And all my friends were vampires. Didn't know they were vampires. Turns out I was a vampire myself in the devil town. I was living in a devil town. Didn't know it was a devil town. Oh Lord, it really brings me down about the devil town.
We'll be right back. face up to the facts. Tense and nervous, can't relax. Can't sleep, bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Run, 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 run away. Oh, 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 oh. You start a conversation, you can't even finish it. You're talking a lot, but you're not saying anything. When I have nothing to say, my lips are sealed. Say it only once, why say it again? Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est?
So that one's about a psycho killer, I think.
yeah, that was the concept behind why I played it.
It's a pretty high concept show we've got going on here. I think we're about to break that and just play some vaguely, or maybe some vaguely haunted sounding songs.
I had this whole plan that I was going to play spooky music underneath.
Oh, okay. Come on. Let's get this happening. Get some creepy, eerie, strange sounds of horror beneath this.
All right.
Yeah. So which band was that?
That was Talking Heads.
Oh, okay.
Before that was Japandroids, who are coming in December, and everyone should go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like the best show I ever saw.
I'd love to see them. There's some real Canadian music.
Yeah. Right. They played on my birthday this year. It was sweet. Bought my ticket for that in August, and the show was in December.
Whoa.
So.
Nerd.
Yeah. And then before that was Deviltown by... Dan Johnston.
Danny J. I went to the Old Spaghetti Factory last night.
Oh, please tell us about this.
Well, yeah, it was pretty horrible. Well, it was a fun experience. Pretty horrible, though. I didn't know it was haunted, though, like you're mentioning
it's
before,
totally
essentially. So there's, what, a ghost?
Some stories of, like, people put up the chairs at night, and then they come back
the haunted caboose.
And the chairs are all... The place settings are messed up and everything. And apparently caboose is haunted by the conductor that used to drive that very train.
Oh. Well, they get really good free bread, though. Lots of free bread.
Great, so that's okay. Great garlic bread. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the garlic butter. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a couple of Canadian producers who I'm going to play music from now. First one is Ryan Hemsworth. He just put out this really terrific Fact magazine mix, which you should listen to. Really good. And this is one of the first tracks off it. And after that, we're going to take a listen to a Cyril Hahn edit of this Jeremiah song. So, yeah, some pretty hot
alt.
Canadian producers right now.
Pretty alt and hot.
Yeah, this one, this this Ryan Hemsworth one is an edit of a Waka Flocka Flame song. So there you go. It's gonna
wasn't he here recently?
Who, Waka Flocka? I believe, yeah, maybe he was, like last week or something. I didn't go.
Surrey or something.
Sorry?
Maybe
played a big show in Surrey. Yeah, it was terrific. Okay. Anyway, let's take a listen to this one.
Yeah, let's do that. Kind of crossfade with the spooky sounds, but that's okay. I can't trust myself, so hell no, I can't trust you. I'm ballin', you can call me Bill Russell. Plug me to the court, coach, it's my turn. I swear to God, the trouble basic, I don't want. We'll be right back.
On Sunday, November 4th, Portland's Typhoon brings their enormous sound to the Rickshaw Theater. Mixing parlor music with indie rock sensibilities, this 12-piece is a band that simply cannot be missed. Special guests include the incredible Laura Gibson and Lost Lander. So this is an amazing triple bill you can only catch at the Rickshaw Theater on Sunday, November 4th. Advance tickets are available at live@rickshaw.com for only $12.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Hey, if anyone wants to make me an ad like that one, it'd be great.
Yeah, that was a real treat. Good one. Yeah.
A good one.
Yeah, welcome back to Supworld.
Hey, welcome back.
So that was an ad. Before that was Cyril Hahn, a local Vancouver guy. And before that, a guy from Halifax called Ryan Hemsworth.
CanCon.
It's a Waka Flocka Flame edit. But, yeah, I'll put the playlist up on the website as well.
The websites. On every social media possible.
Yeah.
As we did this morning.
Yeah, before you got here.
We have like a total of like 6 likes.
I didn't get any. I got 0. So.
Oh, on that?
Yeah.
I just mean between like the two of us, everything we
did. So you got 6. I got none.
Oh.
Awkward.
Ugh.
It's okay though. Yeah, I am going to play some more music now.
Okay.
So there's a collaboration between Tim Hecker and Daniel Lopatin, who does 10 Tricks Point Never. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they've got this little collab release called Instrumental Tourist, There's one track on it. It's only 50 seconds long, but man, it's really cool. It's called GRM Blue. And after that, we'll take a listen to a new remix of Kurayu, who's a guy from Edmonton. A remix by Dion from over in Montreal as well.
Oh,
so,
dude,
Canada.
You've really...
crazy.
Really filled all my checklists.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the Tim Hecker, Daniel Lopatin collab. So that is a Dion remix of Kurayu with that's his track Given for the Fame. It's a whole remix EP out actually. on Uno NYC label. But yeah, you can check out today's playlist on supworldradio.com.
.com,
yeah. Loving these spooky Halloween sounds. I'm going to play something actually pretty kind of violent sounding. It's Fatima Al-Kadiri has a new EP out on Fade to Mind, I think. Yeah, and it's called Desert Strike. And it's kind of inspired by...
Desert Strike.
Yeah, no, not desert. The other, like, bad warfare kind of thing. Yeah.
Not
desert.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping it was Desert Strike.
No, no, that would not be... No.
Spooky at all.
No, not spooky. Yeah, but it's really good. And this track is called Ghost Raid as well. So, there you go.
Oh, Ghost Raid. Everything's really coming together today.
Yeah. Wow. Sort of accidentally, but that's cool. Okay.
Mine was completely on purpose. Very premeditated.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very premeditated.
We're going to hear some music from...
What?
I was going to make an in-joke that we were just joking about, but it wouldn't make any sense on the air.
I know the joke you're referring to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's listen to Fatima Al-Kadiri.
Yeah, right.
This is Ghost Raid.
Thank you.
second there.
Yeah, sorry, I panicked a little there. Let's listen to Cloudface right now. He's from Vancouver.
Cloudface, so. Ooh.
Yeah, that's him.
Curtis played him the other week.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, I doubled up. That's right. That's really good track. It's called Babak's House. We did a little blog post about that on rosequartz.blogspot.com as well. It's on a tape or release of some sort. Wire Drive. Really good. Before that was Fatima Al-Qadiri from her new EP, Desert Strike.
As sweet. Well.
But that's pretty much the show.
That's pretty much the show.
Pretty much it.
Pretty much it.
Yeah.
This month, Lindsay and Will are going to come in. Hot news. Just found this out.
Whoa. Just
now? Like, just very recently. And they're going to come on and talk about Lindsay's advice column in Dunk. And Dunk itself, which is Lucky's newspaper that is published every month. And this month,
it's going to look like an
ad in it. It's cool.
Some sort of live talkback radio thing happening.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Well, I've been tuning in for that.
Yeah, good. I hope everyone does. Also, come visit me at Red Cat Records on Thursday. It's my first day.
Woo! Okay. Wow. Congrats on that, Allie.
Yeah, I'm really modest about it. Woo! Yeah, that was overkill a little bit. I should be, like, a bit more cool about it, I think.
Yeah, just chill out, okay?
Yeah.
Chill out.
Okay.
Are you going to go trick-or-treating tomorrow night?
Or? Yeah, big time. I'm going to beat up so many kids with the candy. That's what you meant by trick-or-treating, right?
Yeah.
Just kidding, I'll probably be staying at home, sitting in my costume alone.
What's your costume?
I was Susie Bishop from Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
What were you?
Who are you? I was Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation. Pretty realistic Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
I think it might be something else tomorrow, though. I don't know.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. I live once. So.
Yeah, but what's up next here on CITR? We're about to leave.
There's a guest here.
Oh, yeah. I think he's in the lounge. Yeah.
He's in the lounge.
I just left a whole bunch of sesame seeds out there from my bagel.
Oh,
sorry.
You jerk.
Sorry.
So, yeah, up next is the morning after show on CITR. Check out CITR's Facebook and Twitter page, please. And our Facebook and Twitter page. We don't have a Facebook page. No.
I keep trying to tag you guys on Facebook, but I can't.
I'm scared that if I make one,
infuriating.
It'll be like seven people like Supworld, and then everyone will know that, like.
It's good to have faith, you know? In your
self, yeah. Yeah. Just really nervous about it, obviously. Hey, it's 11:30, so.
Cool. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Happy Halloween. Bye.